You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome, sweet souls, to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We have a great show. We have a really, really great show. We have someone that we haven't had on the show before, so I can't wait to get into the conversation and speak about this really, really intriguing subject in just a second. Let me just let you know that here on the Wisdom of the Ancients, this series is about celebrating your light within. So may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us today, that we become a true offering and really do our part to help raise the collective consciousness of all beings in all realms. So right now we call on the ancient ones, we call on Divine Mother, Divine Father, we call on the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today to open our hearts and let us hear whatever message we are meant to hear. So without further ado, let me introduce our next guest to you. Brian Besko of Twisted Sage Studios creates and manufactures powerful, subtle energy tools. Brian and his family are on the leading edge of the expansion of consciousness and have brought new paradigms of energy work, which Brian teaches in workshops around the world. Brian has also been involved in the clearing of major earth grids that have helped to hold humanity back from finding itself. Brian will be joining us today and is joining us right here to share some of the tools to help us step back into creative status. So, Brian, welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you, Ian. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. I really appreciate the space that you hold here with everybody and the audience included.
Absolutely. And, you know, everyone here is called forth. So we know that you are meant to be here and you are meant to share what you're going to share. So we're really excited. And everyone, Brian is going to be sharing about Tensor Technology. That's T-E-N-S-O-R, Tensor Technology, and the Sacred Heart. And then Brian will be taking some questions from the audience and also taking everyone through a Sacred Heart activation on the call. So, you know, Brian, I was thinking about the best way to go ahead and get this started, to let everyone know, you know, give them a little bit of a background about what you do and Tensor Technology. And so, you know, I thought maybe the best way is to, you know, help everyone understand how you came to, but actually why you came to. So, you know, why you came to create or utilize the Tensor Technology. We can start with that. So, you know, a little bit about your path and how you discovered the technology. And then in a little while, we can talk about what it really is.
That sounds perfect. So this all started back in 2009, 2010, my sister, actually, Brenda Schnoes, she started channeling an energy group called the Elders 3. And we were having a channel session one day, and they started talking about Hedica, the water elemental. And actually, it was one of our friends who brought this little copper triskelion to our channel session. And Brenda and the Elders 3 saw it, and they started talking about it and telling us how it was named Hedica, the water elemental. And so for several months, I was making these little triskelions, these little three spirals out of copper wire. And we were getting that information out into the world. I mean, we were sharing this with everybody, the Hedica. And one day, the gals who just wrote a book called Dancing with Water, The New Science of Water, they called us up and said, well, all your channeled information on the Hedica is what we call the Triskelion, and our science backs everything you're saying about what this does with water. And that was great confirmations for us, of course, because we were just kind of in our beginnings. And
right.
Then Dances with Water, they called us back up a few weeks later and said, well, we know Swim Sperling, who created these light life rings, these copper rings that work great with water and electromagnetics, and Swim is right here and he wants to share the information with you on how to put together these tools. and Slim had passed on in 2007, and this was in 2010. So it was 3 years after his passing that he worked with these gals to bring the information to me on the tensor rings. Because Slim, in his life, and he's from South Dakota as well. He was a self-taught dowser as well. And Slim had brought this technology back. It's an ancient technology based on sacred measurements that come from pyramids. And these twisted copper rings, Slim brought them back in the early 90s, and then he passed on in 2007. And they really didn't gain too much notoriety out there. I mean, quite a few people have heard of the rings and seen them before, but we've just really been propelling the whole science behind it and the spiritual side behind it. It's just been growing as quickly as we are, as humanity is, as the Earth is. These tools are just holding a much higher space than they used to back in the 90s, of course. And so it was, that's how I started actually making the tools back in 2010. And since then, it's just been a skyrocket growth, not only personally, but with these tools that we create as well. So
wow.
That's kind of how we got started with it all.
Okay. So let's talk about some of these tools. Now, there's a good chance that people who are listening, there's a good chance they haven't seen, photographs of them or pictures of them. So maybe you could start by describing, Brian, what are these tools? And I know that they are used for, multitudes of different things, but there's also a common underlying consciousness or technology, higher consciousness technology that's, embedded in all these tools around the tensor technology. So, where to start here to tell people, Brian. So if you pretend that nobody on the phone or listening on the webcast knows what tensor technology is, could you give us a bit of a background of what it is and also relate that to why it's important to consciousness?
Perfect. Yes. So a tensor ring. So a tensor ring is simply a copper ring that's made out of, it appears to be two wires that are twisted. So it's a twisted copper ring. And that's the base of the tensor rings. And then there's many other derivatives of, of that ring, which we can discuss here too. But that copper ring is cut to a very specific measurement, the length is, before the ends are brought back together into a circle. So it's that very specific measurement that we cut this wire to that acts as an antenna. And these antennas, these sacred measurements, come from like the Great Pyramids of Giza. They've come from mathematicians. They've come from dowsers who have doused these numbers in, these specific measurements. And let's see, they also come from other sacred sites on the planet as well as geometries. So there's these very specific cubit measures. And these cubit measures that are these ancient sacred measurements were used to align temples and with each other. So basically geomancy, how you set a sacred site and how it's connected to another sacred site. It's all different measurements, these cubit measures. So like the harmony ring that we make, this tensor ring, this specific cubit measure that makes the harmony ring comes from Teotihuacan in Mexico. And that entire temple complex and pyramids are all built around this one specific measurement, the standard Teotihuacan unit. So that's one of the measures. And then one of the measurements that comes from the Great Pyramid was actually found right above the King's Chamber. There's actually several measurements in there that people have used to find that some of these measurements actually produce frequencies when they're on their own as a straight line. So one of the measurements from the Great Pyramid, it is the same length as the sine wave of the hydrogen atom. So all that act as antennas, out of all of those on the planet, there's very few that actually make a working tensor ring. Now, how we make the tensor rings is we use copper, because copper is actually a microcrystal. It's a crystalline structure. And when they make a wire where it is heated up within the copper wire, so then that copper wire is producing a flow of energy called piezoelectric energy. So this piezoelectric is also what you find in crystals. The piezoelectric flow along the copper wire in a one-way direction is what powers these rings. So we take a piece of copper wire, we fold it in half, we twist it, and then we cut each end so that that piece of copper wire is one of those sacred measurements. Then we put it into a hoop, and we bring both those ends together. So that way there is a counter-rotating flow within this ring. So this ring has a piezoelectric flow in both directions, so creating a field, a torus, a spin in a donut shape that spins in both directions. So it creates that energy flow, and that in itself is a tensor field. So the tensor field, it's not related to any other type of energy. I mean, it's neither electric, it's not magnetic. Some people call it chi, prana, things like that, but we still feel it's different. A tensor field, or a tensor ring, creates a tensor field. So it's a field of energy. Within a tensor field, it will restructure water. The gals at the New Science of Water, Dancing with Water, have actually shown that when you put water within a tensor field, it puts such a high spin rate to the water molecule that it oscillates in and out of physical reality. It becomes lighter in weight in the lab. Some of the physicists who have studied these tools, like Hans Becker, he says that, all scientific theory just kind of goes out the window with these tensor fields. With the tensor field, not only is it restructuring that water to that high spin rate, bringing it back to its original crystalline structure, but it also restructures other things in the field, such as electromagnetics. We've actually done some studies with that, and where there's only one way you can see a tensor field with something scientific, and that is GDV photoimaging. And it's an expensive photoimaging. It's kind of similar to Krillian photography, but it's a little bit step higher. So this photoimaging, we were able to show a tensor field, and we were able to show a magnet. And you put a magnet inside of that tensor field, and it negates. So it's doing something pretty phenomenal with magnetics.
Yeah. Hey, Brian?
Yes.
Sorry, it negates what? I'm not sure if you broke up or I broke up, but you said it negates something and then you went blank. We couldn't hear that. What does the magnet negate?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, certainly. So the tensor fields, the tensor fields are restructuring electromagnetics.
Okay.
So basically, where we see electromagnetic fields, there's the whole thing with EMFs, electromagnetic fields, and EMFs have been a really hot topic in the world and how they are harmful to the human body and to the environment. Well, electromagnetic fields in general are not harmful. Electromagnetic fields are found everywhere. I mean, our heart is a huge electromagnetic field. Our heart is an electromagnetic generator. So when we are placing anything within the tensor field, it is actually just restructuring it. So, like, let's say you have your household electric, and that 60 hertz electric is bringing through all kinds of just chaotic energy that is non-beneficial to a person. When we apply a tensor ring to that electrical system, it actually smooths that out to where that electromagnetic field is now coherent. It is no longer in that chaotic state. So when an electromagnetic field comes into coherence, then it is no longer that harmful field that it was. And we've shown this too with like our cell phones. We've done, you know, biofeedback studies showing how, you know, the cell phone will disrupt your organ functions. It will disrupt your chakras, energy bodies, things like that when you use a cell phone. And then you put a tensor ring onto your cell phone, and it actually aligns energy bodies, aligns chakras, and makes organs function better. So, I mean, we've done some of those studies, but, you know, truly with this type of technology, it's we have to see the biofeedback on what it does to the person, to their energy field, to their emotional field. So the tensor fields, we can talk a lot about them and what they're doing, but it's the experiential. And so, you know, that's why we always encourage people to take a look at what others are experiencing with the tensor fields and how it's helped them. You know, gosh, we have like 250 testimonials on our site of just all positive testimonials on, you know, how people perceive the energy, especially people anymore that are becoming very hypersensitive to electromagnetics. That electromagnetic hypersensitivity is really kicked in. And so, you know, people are able to use their cell phones. They're able to function in an office, things like that, because of these tools. So they're, even though the science hasn't caught up with it, you know, it's more about the experiential. Though there is some great science. I mean, like I say, we've done the biofeedback, but water is a phenomenal one to study with the tensor fields because of how it restructures it, brings it back to the original crystalline structure. But it's also clearing the cell memory of it. And that's one of the things with water is that it picks up and carries those memories throughout its time on the earth. So if we can help to clear the water energetically, that in itself is in a benefit to us, since we're all obviously mostly water.
Right.
And then it balances the pH, and that's another thing that it works on the physical. It balances the pH of the water. And so there's a lot to be said on the scientific side of the tensor fields. But where we're going with these tensor fields is more on that spiritual side of things, doing the connecting work, the clearing work, which then allows for the healing work to take place. And so that's really where our passion is, and in the intent and purpose of making these tools and sending them out into the world is to assist people with that higher connectivity, that dropping into the heart space, doing the soul level clearing work, the soul level connection work, and just stepping more into our light. And that's truly what we're using these tools for. The clearing of electromagnetics is just a great side thing.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, Brian. You know, because I think that a lot of people are going to be interested in that. You know, we are looking for ways that we resonate with. Interesting, because, you know, that's electric, an electrical term, I guess. But, you know, we're looking for ways that we resonate with to help us on our path and our journey. And we realize that it's very difficult to go it alone. And we realize that there's all sorts of interference, be it from entities or electromagnetic frequency, you know, radiation, or be it from past life trauma, whatever that is, we realize that there's a certain amount of work that we have to do to either clear or integrate, so that we can really move forward on our own path of our soul's evolution, you know, to our own, yeah, you know, version of or enlightenment, you know, if we believe in that. So let me ask you this. So how do these tensor rings and these various tools that you have been guided to create, how will they help someone so that we're more able to or better able to do the clearing and then, you know, bring more light in?
Certainly. So, you know, I kind of gave the basis of what a tensor field is in general. So all tensor fields, no matter what qubit measure you use to make them, if you have a working tensor field, it's going to do the things with the electromagnetics and the water. Where the tools that we create here at Twisted Sage Studios are more on that leading edge. You know, as I mentioned, my sister Brenda Schnoes, who channels the Elders Three. Brenda is, gosh, she's a humble country gal, hugest heart in the world. She doesn't get taken down the rabbit holes, and that is the thing. If you can stay within the heart to where you are connected, you know, you don't get taken down those rabbit holes that happen when we are in the mind, where we are being influenced by experiences, programs, beliefs, emotions, energies, the ego, the need for survival, all that stuff. Is when we are within the head, that is where we are. And when you move back into that heart space, that is where we have our connection, and that's where we find our light, our soul's fire, is within that sacred space of the heart. So that's really where we started the journey with the spiritual aspect of these tools. Because a tensor field on its own, you could almost consider it more of a scientific style of energy, you know, because you can describe it, you can quantify it, all that. But the spiritual side. So when Brenda and I were first, well, when I was first making the tools, I was still very science-y. I was very much coming out of college, science mind of things, and that's how I operated. Then with these tools, starting to see what it was that they could do, they just really opened me up greatly. To where my sister Brenda, you know, she can see the energy, she can, you know, she helps me create on that higher dimensional plane and then bring that into the tools. So how we made this first bridge, this first step into having these tools, these tensor fields that are kind of more of a science-based field, and bringing in all of this great healing, clearing, connectivity work is working with my sister. So what we did was we created a space, a higher dimensional space, where we housed all the energetic counterparts to these tools. So, like, let's say the harmony ring that I mentioned before, when we first found that specific measurement that created the harmony ring, that standard TO2-ACON unit, we had a harmony ring, but then we decided to put in it the frequencies and properties of all the plant, crystal, and mineral kingdoms. So we worked with the consciousness of all the plant, crystal, minerals. We invited them to bring in the frequencies and properties into these rings. Then we worked with water and all the earth elementals. Then we worked with the Council of Light and all the light rays. And we started to put into the etheric counterparts of that harmony ring, we started to put in there other modalities, let's say, that my sister and I learned along the way, such as going into the heart space, such as clearing soul shards, aligning energy bodies, doing the chakra work, all the more basic energy work we were putting into the etheric counterpart. So then that means this little tensor ring is something beyond intention. And what I mean by that is you can take a paperclip and you can intend that this paperclip is going to restructure the energy from your phone. This paperclip is going to make your phone helpful and beneficial to you. You put that paperclip, you stick it on your phone, muscle test, phone, cell phone beneficial to you. You drop that paperclip on the ground, somebody picks it up, it's just a paperclip because it no longer has that intention carried with it. Mm. And the reason that that paperclip made your phone beneficial is through your intention. We actually teach people how to run unconditional love from the heart into your phone, and you can muscle test and your phone's beneficial because we are powerful creators, especially from the heart. So the tensor rings are different than that, in that a tensor ring is connected already to its energetic counterpart. So if somebody comes along and picks up a tensor ring off the ground, it's going to do exactly the same for them as it does the person who knows what it is and what it's capable of. So the tensor rings will carry the energetics of all of that stuff. Now, the really cool thing about the newer tensor rings is that if they were just a standard frequency emitter, because of all the frequencies and properties that we have that exist within this tensor field, if it was just a frequency emitter, it would be radiating all those frequencies simultaneously, and you know, it'd just be chaos. We wouldn't be able to utilize any of that energy. So the rings that we create are kind of smart rings, as my sister would say. When you hold on to one of our tensor rings, it is seeing that your soul is holding on to that tensor ring. It's seeing that your soul aspects are holding on to that tensor ring. So when you're in that field, it is not only bringing you from your consciousness, from your head, and bringing it back down into the physical heart, into the sacred space of the heart, but that tensor ring is also bridging that connection to you, your soul aspects, your light. So that is what acts as the filter for everything that comes through the ring, is your higher soul self. And so it used to be that you could measure the frequencies within a physical ring, like the one that Slim Sperling first invented was the 144 megahertz. And then there was a mathematician who discovered the 177 megahertz, and then it went to 188, 333, and all these different measurable frequencies. But it wasn't until like the Galactic Ascension ring that we had for a little bit, and then we moved on to the Harmony ring, that were the ones that they didn't have a measurable frequency, because there's so much that could come through at any given moment, depending on what a person needs at that time and who's holding on to the ring. So the tensor rings, they're super, super powerful. And the reason that they're doing all these wonderful things for the human physical, mental, emotional, is because it is working on that larger field. Because as creators, as we manifest into this world, everything comes energetically first. It steps down in frequency and becomes right here in the physical. And that is how we see things are created. So like, for an example, for a disease, you go to most energy workers and they will mostly agree that cancer begins in the emotional field. And that's where we see a lot of dis-ease and blockages within the physical, is starting energetically, usually in that emotional field. And then that drops down into the physical. And so those are the spaces and places that these tensor fields are working on the person. Is the person, the soul, and everything in between, the mental, the emotional, all of that. So that's why these tools are so phenomenal, is because we are going to the source of the miscreation, and we are clearing the source of the miscreation. So then that way we can come into alignment and be healthy. So, I mean, it's clearing dis-ease and miscreation. So anyway, the tensor fields really took a huge jump when we came up with the golden fire rings here. The golden fire rings are part of the sacred heart. So we have the sacred space of the heart, which we talked about, which is there within the physical heart. There is actually that tube torus, that electromagnetic field, that your heart is the center of this electromagnetic field. And when you go into that center of that electromagnetic field, that sacred space of the heart, with your consciousness, that is where we began when we came into this life, is that sacred space of the heart. So here in a few minutes, we'll be going through a meditation, and part of that will be walking into that sacred space of the heart. And then from there, we're going to activate the sacred heart. Now, the sacred heart is that trifold gold flame heart that you always see Jesus and Mary depicted with, is that golden flame heart. That's what we mean by the sacred heart. We had just went to Colorado. We have a friend down there who does some pretty high-level activations. And we went down and we received the sacred heart activation. And when my sister and I were on our way home from receiving that activation, that's when our guides brought us the measurement for the golden fire ring. And we put in there the sacred heart activation. And so that's what we call the golden fire rings, the golden fire rings, is because it has that golden fire that comes from the sacred heart. So this sacred heart, it's a super powerful thing. I mean, for years I was doing the clearing work with ghosts, waywards, entities, all that fun stuff. And for years I was looking to try to find a tool that I could make that would clear a ghost or a wayward automatically. We call ghosts and waywards the same thing. So this golden fire is actually igniting that sacred heart of anybody within its field, especially those who are not incarnate, like a ghost, a wayward, an entity, and it activates that sacred heart of the ghost. Then their soul comes in and just takes them across. So we no longer have to open up that portal of light. We no longer have to talk a disincarnate spirit into crossing back over because they have free will choice whether they stay or go. So we just bypass that, go straight to the soul, and the soul comes in and takes them. It's simplicity, beautiful thing with that sacred heart. So the golden fire. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, just very briefly. Sorry to interrupt you there. Don't lose your train of thought about the golden fire ring. But I just wanted to ask you, is it necessary to have a practitioner or receive training on this, or does the ring itself have that intelligence inherent and built into it because of that sacred geometry and the measurements? Does it have that inherent intelligence where it will perform without having someone who is trained on how to use it?
Right. So, you know, when you're within the field of that golden fire ring, it's going to pull your consciousness into the heart space. It's not necessarily just going to put it right there, but it is going to hold the space within that field for your consciousness to drop into the heart. And when you're in that field, it's going to hold that space for the remembrance of the sacred heart. Because as a human, as a physical body, we all carry that ability to have that sacred heart, but it's just remained inactive. So when you're within that field of the golden fire, within that golden fire tensor field, it is going to bring that remembrance on a soul level of that sacred heart. And then from there on, the soul is just going to keep pushing you through synchronicities to receive that activation. For some people, that sacred heart activates right away. For other people, they actually need to go through the quick little exercise that we'll do at the end of the program here. So with all of the tools that we create, even though any advanced practitioner in any modality can pick up these tools and be able to utilize them, they're also for anybody who has never seen or felt energy before. Because you You just, it's simplicity. And that's kind of the key to all the work that we do, is just the simpler, the better. That way our mind does not get caught up into it, and we can stay within that heart space without having to analyze it, everything else. So the tools very much are able to be utilized by anybody within their field. But the more that you become in alignment with it, the more that you are doing your own work, these tools will hold the space for that work to just flourish. So if you already have a practice of doing a breathing technique or some kind of a meditation practice, or, you know, for your own self, these tools will just greatly enhance that, to where you go into the heart space easy, to where you do the clearing work easy. And that's the thing, too, is within these fields, more of what is being held space for is also that higher connection with your higher soul self, and the clearing work, the clearing of, like, let's say, cords. So we'll just start kind of towards the bottom here, and it'll clear, like, cords, and then it'll clear the energy attachments, you know, like ghost waywards. And then as we start to go, you know, to the higher things that we do on the soul level work, it is doing the clearing of soul contracts. It'll do the clearing of entities, energetic implants. And then as we keep going up the scale of the work that we're doing, it'll work with, it does the DNA work. It does the past life work. It does the work, the family hereditary stuff. So, I mean, these tools are just holding a space for your soul to come in and grab onto that giant toolbox. So basically, all these etheric templates, all the stuff that we put up there, like the plant, mineral, crystal frequencies and properties, and these different modalities and rays of light and all that, are basically just a giant toolbox for your soul to access for whatever is in your highest and best good as the human. So when we step into these fields, like let's say we just wear a pendant, or we're somewhere within a tensor field, it is just going to start working on us immediately by holding that space. And as you mentioned before, Ian, too, is also that holding the space of the clearing work, so that way you're not affected by all the outside stuff, whether that is geomagnetics, electromagnetics, dense consciousness, you know, portal vortexes, all of that fun stuff that you find in the environment that's energetic. These tensor fields, the golden fire field, is going to be clearing that. So that way you can start at that zero point space, go into the heart, and just begin to flourish. Just begin to do your connecting, clearing work. And of course, the more we clear, you know, out all those dense energies, the more we can bring in our light. And we're seeing that with these newer tools, that we're able to hold more light than we have in any lifetime here on the planet, because we are doing the clearing work. And of course, anybody can do this right now, because the world is holding space for us all to step higher and higher and farther and farther. You know, that's just the space that's being held. But when you're using these tools, it just gives you that advantage of being able to do it quicker and with more ease and grace.
I think so. That's what a lot of people, are really eager for, because sometimes the work is hard. It is difficult. And sometimes we are not in the mood for the work, or we don't have the discipline for the work, and we push back on our daily practices, our sadhana, on whatever rituals we have. And, you know, we're human beings, and we are trying our best sometimes, and sometimes we go in the different direction. So anything that can really give us an advantage, or bring that ease and grace, as you mentioned, into our lives, it's almost like a cheat sheet. You know, in a way you feel like you're cheating, but really you're not, because it's the universe has delivered the knowledge to you, mm-hmm. to create these for us. So it's something that has been delivered by the universe, and there's no there's no shame in utilizing these tools. It's very much like going to a practitioner. These tools are the practitioner. You know, they're holding the space. They're allowing the clearing. And I love what you said, is they will allow us to hold more light, which is what a lot of us are looking to do, is to hold that light, to raise our vibration, to raise our light quotient, if you will. So beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Brian, did you have another thought about that golden ring as I interrupted you, that you wanted to complete on? And as you're thinking about what I've just asked you, everyone, if you'd like to ask Brian a question, and if you're on the phone, then start to raise your hand. If you're on the webcast, you'd like to ask Brian a question about either the tools or how they can help raise your consciousness, expand your awareness, or expand your consciousness, anything at all, then by all means, ask your question, put your name in there along with your question, and we'll get to some of those questions. So again, *2 if you'd like to ask Brian a question, either about the tools or about tensor rings or about consciousness, and we'll get to the phones as well. So, Brian, did you have a chance to think about that? Was there anything that you wanted to complete on?
You know, actually, the golden fire, all I really wanted to just keep talking about the golden fire was just how it is able to do all that higher clearing. Like, let's say, the 5G millimeter wave. When 5G first came in, I know that they released it like out in Minnesota at one time, pretty early, a little over a year ago, actually. And when they did, we had client or customers that would call and, you know, talk about how even with the tools that they had purchased from us, that their space wasn't being clear because of that of something that they felt in the house. And when I popped in and looked at it, it was that 5G network. So that millimeter wave connects into the household electric, and it just amplifies everything within the home. So like the Harmony generators, they weren't able to take care of that 5G. So what I did for this gal was I actually was able to look and see that there were these frequency emitters outside of her home, and those ended up to be those little 5G antennas. So what we did was we went through and we just anchored columns of light into all these little antennas and into her house. And the columns of light that we use also carry that golden fire. And so when we anchored these columns of the golden fire into those 5G transmitters, it cleared all the issues with the home. I no longer felt that energy that was there. So we took that that golden fire and that aspect of those light anchors, and we put that into these golden fire tools. So now we have what we call a golden fire generator. It's just a spherical form because we can take the tensor rings that create a column of light, and we can put them into other physical forms. Like we have a coil that we make that basically turns that tensor field, that column of light, into a tube torus, into this toroidal field that's about 30 feet across that creates this energy flow like that. We also took we took four rings and we wove them together into a sphere. In the spherical form, a lot of people know this geometry as the Genesa crystal. It's just, it's made up of four rings, and this tensor field generator, or Genesa crystal, this sphere, will transmit the golden fire out 3/4 mile in all directions. So with that golden fire generator that has that 1.5 mile sphere of influence, I've seen those guys put in like in a park downtown LA. And when it went there, I was just watching as it was just clearing people of entities. I mean, it was just wild to see. So these golden fire generators that create a larger field of the golden fire, it affects everybody in that 1.5 mile area. And again, it does not violate the free will of anybody because this field of energy is either received by the soul, and then the person receives what the soul brings through for them, from this golden fire field, or else they don't, if it's not part of their soul path. So it really is a beautiful thing because it changes neighborhoods. I mean, we've had so many testimonials on how these generators are put in a neighborhood, the neighbors become nice, the drug dealers move out, and everybody feels good. I mean,
wow.
It's some pretty amazing stuff.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man.
We're blown away every day by it. We really are.
Wow, Brian. I mean, that is something that is admittedly so new to me. I've never heard of that before, ever, that these tensor field generators will actually, like, harmonize an area that's 3/4 mile. And you can put them in your neighborhood. So, I can have this in my house. Do I just need one?
Mm-hmm. You do, yeah, because these tensor field generators, where they go 3/4 mile out in all directions, they actually go down into the ground as well. So they are working with any geopathic stress lines. They're working with aquifers. They're working with electrical lines that are under the ground. So, I mean, these things go through walls. They go through the earth, everything. So everybody within that mile and a half area is receiving this energy.
Wow.
So it's pretty exciting stuff. It really is exciting stuff. Watching the transformations that occur with people.
Yeah.
And so that's the tensor field generator for the environment is phenomenal. I mean, we have people who do dowsing work, professional dowsers who go out into the field and they'll find different energy sources, whether it's geomagnetic lines or portal vortexes or entities or ghosts or electromagnetics. And so dowsers will go into a home and they'll find all this stuff that's happening. And before, you used to have to work with everything individually, do a process for this and a process for that. Well, now you just put a tensor field generator in there and it takes care of everything. It takes care of the electromagnetics.
Wow.
It takes care of dense consciousness, ghost waywards, electromagnetics, 5G, heart, radionics, all that stuff. So like my daughter, who is 8 years old, she has always been around these tools since she was born. And, she was born right before I started to really get into the tools, and she was having night terrors. And it was because she was so sensitive. And we, this little town of 124 people we live in, Old West Town, this place was super haunted before I knew what was going on, And it was the night terrors that my little girl had. So we just put rings around her crib and night terrors gone. But, so these tensor fields are just, they're just such a phenomenal thing. I'll let you lead me a little bit here and maybe if we have some questions too, because I could talk for days on tensor fields and consciousness, but I would really love to be able to assist anybody else in the understanding of this.
Because
we're kind of jumping around.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get to the part where you show us what this, ring looks like and tell people about this, because, I'm feeling pretty compelled right now to get one of those. It would seem like, this would be an amazing tool for everyone to get. We do so much that to raise our own consciousness and our own vibration, and then we do things to raise the consciousness of humanity and all beings in all realms. And, sometimes we do a better job than other times, depending on how high our vibration is, So these are, it's almost like a passive tool that's doing this work constantly. Is that right? That's one question. And the second question is, do I need to set intentions with this tensor ring, or the tensor ring, again, tensor ring already has the intelligence, again, it knows what to do?
Oh, certainly. So, it used to be like with the Harmony rings, when we made the Harmony tensor field generators, those ones were programmable. We could, and we still make the Harmony generators. but you could put your intentions into a generator and it would store and amplify those intentions out. Now, when we move to the golden fire is one that the generator, we could not put our intentions into there and for them to be housed and transmitted, because even if we put in there world peace, it's not a high enough intention. So from the human perspective, when we're working with like the golden fire, the soul will override that, because, you know, there's that difference between what we feel we would like to project out into the world and what is in alignment with source and soul. And mm-hmm. So the golden fire is in a course, Ian, anything that you do with intention is going to amplify it, because obviously intention is everything in our world. And so you can use these tools with intention, and that is going to amplify their fields. But in reality, if you just want to sit it and forget it, it's going to do the work. You know, if you have an Aunt Martha who has electromagnetic sensitivity, who's in Minnesota or something, I mean, you can send her a tensor field generator, and she doesn't have to know anything about it except for it's a nice little sculpture for the end table, and it's going to do all the work right there without her even having to have her intentions with it. And of course, the more we have our intentions with these tools, the quicker we can move through. So, you know, and that's where working with these tools as an experienced energy worker or a healer is, these are super powerful, because it does work with those levels and layers of intentions, of creation, of consciousness. Like I say, it works with just about any modality. You know, because when a person is within that tensor field, they are being grounded, connected, aligned, cleared, and so then half your work is already done, mm-hmm. no matter what modality you have.
Beautiful. Well, I was going to go to the questions. I'm looking at the questions, and most people are saying, how do I get this? So we do have other questions as well. So I think because people are so curious, that's the consciousness of the group right now is, you know, where do we get this? What's your website? Let me just show everyone. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then underneath Brian's photograph, you'll see the orange offer button. And that way you'll click that and you'll be taken to Brian's special offer page that he's put together for this community. It's called Becoming Universal. And if you're not on the webinar page, you would type in WOTAshow.com/Brian and the number 5. So WOTAshow.com/Brian and then the number 5. Everything's lowercase. And so, Brian, you've got an offer. You've got a couple of offers here. The offer one is a collection of tools and activations, not physical tools, but, you know, video tools, activations. And then offer two is the actual physical product, the energetic transformation kit itself, which includes that sphere, that tensor field generator that you were talking about. So maybe just spend just a little bit of time talking about some of the videos and the activations and how they can enhance, you know, the if you own those tensor rings, then how they enhance, I guess, the process?
Certainly. So we call this special offer Becoming Universal just for the fact that beyond the golden fire, there's other tools too that are, you know, taking us more into that universal consciousness, that universal you. So, just kind of stepping straight forward to option two, we're going to be doing a 1-hour live group workshop, and my sister Brenda is going to come in with the Elders 3 during that 1-hour workshop. And that's where we're going to be doing the activation of Becoming Universal, basically. It is doing a sun activation, where basically we are igniting every cell of our being and shining like a sun. and that is clearing miscreation. So we're going to be holding some pretty high spaces and taking you on a journey that we're going to be doing some pretty high-level clearing. But before we do that part of that one-hour workshop, we have all these other steps that you can take in the meantime, which the first one is that cosmic awakening activation. And that's just a 22-minute talk and meditation journey work that we do that walks you into the sacred space of the heart and does a lot of great activations along the way, a lot of clearing work, connecting work. Then we have item number two is that Harmony Handbook, the multidimensional primer. Now, and that's going to be a PDF version of this handbook. And this handbook just basically walks you through some of the more basic energy work that we do, like going into the heart space, going soul to soul with somebody, crossing ghost waywards over, doing entity clearing, running energy, creating columns of light. All that fun stuff is found in that Harmony Handbook. And then we move on to the Ascension Chamber audio, which the Harmony Handbook was basically all the different consciousness tools that we used to create what we call the Ascension Chamber, the 5D Animator Ascension Chamber, which is a 13-foot-tall tower that we have here in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And people fly and drive from all over the world to come spend time in this chamber. Well, again, our tools are created on that higher dimensional plane first and then anchored into the physical. So the energetics behind the Ascension Chamber is found in that Harmony Handbook, so you don't actually even have to stand in the Ascension Chamber to receive all the benefits. And that's where this Ascension Chamber audio comes in, that item number three, is it walks you through everything that occurs within the Ascension Chamber in a audio form. Then we have the Universal Light Activation, which is the one that is going to be doing that Sacred Heart Activation that we're going to be doing today. But this one goes on further to do the brain balancing and to bring in the quantum mind or the higher mind in that field of universal peace. And that's what comes through on that Universal Light Activation. So that's a pretty phenomenal one as well. Let's see. And then, and we have a whole bunch of videos here that are really phenomenal as well. So we got the Merkaba Activation video. Because the Merkaba Activation, that the star tetrahedron found around the human body, I actually started doing that several years ago as well. And because one of my sister's guides at the time was Thoth and Metatron both, but Thoth is the one from Egypt. You know, everybody knows him as the bird-headed god from Egypt. He is the one who helps to bring through that Merkaba activation. And so for years I was doing Merkaba activations with people and trying to make it simpler and simpler, because it used to be you'd have to do breath work and mudra every day for 2 years to keep your field permanent. And we did the asking, found a super simple way to do it. And so this Merkaba activation video will walk you through it and walk you through putting the intentions into your Merkaba field. And that in itself is a life-changing process, just right there, having that Merkaba activated and actually using it. Then we have a heart code and pineal activation video. And again, some of the DNA work, and that's where one of those videos you'll be able to find that sound and toning from the Elders 3, my sister.
Oh, beautiful.
So
beautiful.
Yep. And then that way, you'll be able to get to know her too, to see if that's something that you want to participate in that option too, to do that 1 hour workshop with us.
Okay.
But anyway, I see that was all for option number one of beginning row.
Yep. And so this is all wonderful, supportive material that will also, if someone decides to get option two, and I'm looking at this, and I know you haven't gone through it yet, but, I mean, this is, like, something that I think
you know, is so critical. It's so critical. If we talk about raising consciousness, I know, for example, there's without judgment, and let's make sure without judgment, but, you know, there's some of my fellow beautiful, beloved human beings that I would love to share this energy with. Let's just say that. That are, you know, within a couple of blocks of me, where I live. And that way I don't have to necessarily engage with them, or even, because sometimes when you engage, there's also that energy transference. There's also permission. Do you have permission to engage? And of course, this kind of bypasses that, and you can have the universe literally use this amazing technology that it developed to harmonize the situation. Beautiful, beautiful. So tell us about option two, Brian. What's included there?
Oh, certainly. So with information kit, and I like what you said too, Ian, about working with the tools in this way. In all the ways that we like to work is soul to soul. You know, that way we are bypassing the human and not having to worry about, you know, the free will of the human and the mind and all that stuff. We just go straight soul to soul with people. And that's what these tools are doing. They're heart-based energy tools. And any time that you start from the heart, you feel of find. So that's, you know, that's a huge thing right there, because that's our biggest thing that we teach is that sacred space of the heart, because then everything that you see and interact with is within that frequency field of the heart. So for the package that we have, the Energetic Transformation Kit, it's a six-piece kit. The first one there is that tensor field generator, that golden fire generator. And again, that's the one that goes and creates that mile-and-a-half bubble, and is working with all that high-level EMFs, geomagnetics, HARP, radionics, all of that stuff, as well as the lower vibrational consciousness energies. And it's just helping with that, creating that space of sacred space to where you can connect easier. The next item that we have is the cell phone tab. Now, this little cell phone tab is one of the ones, this is actually a later model than the one that we did the biofeedback studies with that we discussed earlier, that aligns chakras and energy bodies and makes organs function better. That's what this little cell tab does when you put it on your cell phone. And so for me, you know, gosh, I carry my phone all over. It's to my head half the time. I even sleep with it by my head at night because I listen to meditations at night. So I have no worries about my cell phone because it is transformed into something helpful and beneficial, which, again, we can also do by just running unconditional love into our phone, but we have to hold that space. So this little cell disc is just going to keep that space of unconditional love held for you without you even thinking about it. Then we have the Wi-Fi ring. Now, we call it a Wi-Fi ring, but it's just a little 2-inch light gauge ring, and you can use it for any purpose. It doesn't have to be for electromagnetics or to put on your Wi-Fi router. You can actually slip that one over your faucet to clear stray voltage in your home, in your home's water. You can carry that little Wi-Fi ring in your person. You can gift it to a friend. And that little Wi-Fi ring will still do all the restructuring of water. So you can even use that little guy for your water. But it's just a great little all-purpose ring that you can have as a pendant or in your pocket. Then next we have the water ring. Now, this is a golden fire ring as well. This little ring is something that you can put around your water canister, your jugs, your water heaters, wherever it is that water sits for a little bit. Now, the tensor fields will energetically clear water instantly, but for the physical restructuring, it takes about 4 to 6 hours. So
if you have a container, you can put this tensor ring under the container or over it or beside it. And it, since water is such a phenomenal being, that any of the water molecules that are within the tensor field, they're going to carry that across the container. So this little 4-inch ring you can actually use to charge, you know, 20 gallons of water at a time if you wish. So that's, and again, that one there is something that you can also use on the body, you know, to clear blockages, things like that within the body. So all these tools are totally interchangeable for electromagnetics, for meditation, for connection, for the clearing work, for the body work, and for the water. The next tool that we have, now this one is super exciting. This is the, for electricity, this is the golden fire disc. Now, this little guy, it has a peelable back sticker to it, so you can stick it onto your home fuse panel, your electrical box. You know, because, so when Wi-Fi, or when smart meters first started coming out, there is, you know, and there still is such a scare about smart meters. Well, your standard analog home meter, the meter that's on the wall of your house or your apartment, that guy produces a field about 5.5 to 6 feet beat out from the meter. That's the same with your home electrical panel. So those in themselves, you don't want to spend any time within that 5.5 to 6 feet, even if it's an analog meter, not a smart meter. When they added the smart meter component to it, it was basically a souped-up Wi-Fi. For most, it was just a standard Wi-Fi. Some, it's a pretty souped-up Wi-Fi. So when you use this golden fire disc, you can simply place it onto your home's fuse panel or electrical box. You can just pull the sticky back on off of it, stick it to the door of the fuse panel, and it is going to be connecting into that electrical circuit. And it is creating sacred space throughout the entire home because it is using your electrical circuit. And it is working with the consciousness of electricity, the consciousness of Gaia and the earth elementals, and of copper. And it is harmonizing that field that extends throughout the house. But this will also extend back up the line all the way to your local transformer box outside, which usually feeds, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 houses. So that local transformer box and all the houses that it feeds are also being affected by this golden fire disc. Now, we had a professional dowser who took this golden fire disc, this 2-inch disc, and she was checking a local neighborhood for electromagnetics that were coming out of your household electric system. And she was finding that your fuse panel was like in the negative thousands. She would go out to that transformer box that sits outside, and she found on the dowsing scale that it went to negative thousands. Well, she put that little 2-inch disc onto that green transformer box and changed the energy to positive hundreds. As
wow.
Well, as every house that was connected to that transformer panel, the positive hundreds from negative thousands.
Man.
So this
phenomenal
disc, again, yes. So, yeah, this little guy will take care of your neighbors as well. If you live in an apartment, you put one disc onto your fuse panel, it covers the entire apartment building.
Well, let me ask you this. So about the apartments, Brian, if your box is outside and you don't feel comfortable putting it outside, you know, can you put it on the wall inside? You know, where would we put it? Does it have to be on that electrical box?
Okay, so, you know, a household electric consists of a meter that is connected right to the home itself. So you have an electrical meter. And then inside of the premises, you'll always find your fuse panel. Sometimes apartments will put your fuse panel not within your apartment, but for most times, 9 out of 10, you will find that your fuse panel is somewhere inside your house.
Okay.
And so that makes it easier to be able to stick that disc onto it. Now, if you find that your
if you're in an apartment complex and you don't have a fuse panel within your house, that disc, as long as it is connecting in to that electromagnetic field, so basically that disc can be 5.5 to 6 feet away from a meter, and it will connect into that meter. So as long as that disc is within that electrical field, it will take care of it. It will just connect right in.
Wonderful.
So you can get, you can get pretty creative on just slipping that disc underneath of all that stuff so nobody sees it. But for, I'd say, the majority of the time, you're going to find that your meter box or your fuse panel or your breaker box is within the home itself. And that's where a lot of people don't realize, too, because a lot of people, that thing is in their bedroom or in their kids' room, and nobody really realizes,
right,
the field that those produce and how, how much that's a negative energy there. So,
would you use,
once you put one on, oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me ask you, would you use the electricity golden fire disc or the Wi-Fi ring by your router? Because it's so scary. You open up your computer, and if you unless you actually change networks, you hardly ever see how many networks they are. But once you click on that network button, you think, oh, yeah, this is my little network, and I've connected it to it. But, click on that little Wi-Fi icon on your computer every now and again. And if you're living in a city, there'll be 20, 30 networks. I mean, it's just you're in the pool. I mean, it's a cesspool of Wi-Fi networks. So what would you do about that? Would it be the Wi-Fi ring, or would you use the golden fire disc? And if so, whichever one it is, where would you put it?
Well, and actually, that Wi-Fi ring is almost redundant for using for Wi-Fi, for the simple fact that if you have a golden fire generator, that generator is going to be taking care of everything in the air. Now, the generator is not going to be able to as much connect into that electrical. So if you're worried about only household electric, you would need the generator and the disc, and that would take care of your entire home environment. It would be the generator and the disc both,
including
the
Wi-Fi.
That generator itself is going to take care of all the Wi-Fi 3/4 of a mile out in all directions. So that Wi-Fi ring, again, you can still use that Wi-Fi ring on your router, and it'll just anytime you layer these tools, it just makes it a little bit more potent, by about 20%, it makes that field a little bit more potent. So you can still use that Wi-Fi ring on your Wi-Fi just to create a more of a beneficial field. But it's really unnecessary, actually. That Wi-Fi ring makes a great gift as a pendant to a friend, for sure.
Yeah, well, the good news is that it's all included, so you don't have to choose.
Yes.
It's all included. And there's one more thing here, the toroidal field pendant. That looks like a really cool piece of jewelry, aside from the fact that it probably does amazing things, which you're going to tell us about, but it looks like a really, really cool, artsy piece of jewelry. I love it.
Yes, and it is. It's nice and petite. It's lightweight. So, you can be a small person and still wear that necklace with no problem. So the picture that you see there of that toroidal field pendant, right now it shows that lanyard, it has an adjustable lanyard that comes with it. It's tied onto that infinity on top. And I apologize, but that is an older picture. We actually have that lanyard hanging on, so that pendant would be the other way, so that the infinity hangs at the bottom. And it doesn't matter. I just want to let people know so that if they get theirs and they see that it's not like the picture, it can hang either way because these tools are simple and easy. So this pendant, this is what I call an empath filter, is another name that I have for this guy. Now, this is actually the golden fire coil
this coil in itself creates that tube torus, that toroidal field around you. Within that little infinity down there, that infinity connects into the heart, not only the energetic, but into the electromagnetic heart. And so that infinity is connecting the magnetic field of your heart and of the coil pendant. And if you have your Merkaba field activated, it will connect it with that as well. And it will align, amplify, and strengthen all of those fields. So they all come out as one. So when I first saw this pendant, for me, how it presented to me was that it connects into my heart and it brings my light out onto that field that is around me that is created by that pendant. So not only is it bringing that tensor field and that field of the golden fire, but also your light is also flowing within that field. And so it becomes like a smart field in that it is going to filter out the things that come from people or from situations or places. Mm. So instead of, you know, like most people are truly becoming empaths, you know, I think we all are, we just kind of shut it off. But as we start to receive that energy and information from people and places, it can be overwhelming. So this pendant will allow for that filtration to happen automatically. You still receive the energy or the information and the beneficial energy, but you don't receive all the other junk that comes from people, places, and situations when you're an empath. So this one is also one that we recommend to people who have severe hypersensitivity to electromagnetics, just because it does create that field around you that is such a strong protective field. And it is also grounding and connecting. So again, when I first wore this pendant, I could feel my crown open up. And it was like I had this tube, my connector tube or my information tube that came up from my head. And I could just feel that instantly just getting wider and wider. And it held it that way. So that I actually only wore that pendant for 3 weeks. And then it entrained my fields to flow like that. And it kept that connection open. So again, these are tools to assist us, you know, and we don't have to rely on them. So this is one tool in particular that will entrain your field and kind of teach you the awareness of these fields and this energy on a subconscious level so that you no longer have to wear the pendant over time. But you can still wear it. I mean, I know people who've worn this pendant for 2 years straight and have never taken it off. So,
yeah, as I say, it looks like a really cool piece of jewelry aside from the function.
And that's it. We really try to make, you know, all of our tools are made by hand, meticulously made by hand, and everything's hand polished and everything. So, I mean, it's, when you get your tools, if you do, they're beautiful. So then the last thing that we have in this set, so you have that set of six physical tools. And the one thing that I'm super excited about is this activating the universal you that I kind of mentioned about that 1 hour live group session with Brenda and I. And that one is where we're going to be doing a bunch of pretty phenomenal high level clearing, connecting, and healing work. And it's something that you can take and you can use. And that's it, is that everything that we do, we share it openly and easily so that way it can incorporate into your belief systems, into your daily practice and all that, because we're not, you know, all the tools that we create and the consciousness work that we do, it can be used by anybody. And that's kind of our ultimate goal, is that anybody can pick this stuff up and use it.
Beautiful. And so you'll let people know when that's going to be, when that live group session is going to be.
Yep, that's correct. We'll wait till after your season is done here, Ian.
Yeah.
Right after that, we will send out an email to everybody and invite them to that group session, and then we'll record that too and have it available for everybody as well.
Beautiful. Well, wow, Brian, thank you so much for bringing all these amazing tools to the community. Beautiful, beautiful. I think that they're going to be really become part of everyone's energetic toolkit, physical energetic toolkit. I know I for sure am going to make sure that I get at least, you get everything. So I'm going to get that that option too, because that has the tensor field generator, which I know I can just feel into it right now. I know it's something that my community needs. And, you know, it's not just for, you know, there's two ways to look at this. You know, one of them is to, maybe harmonize or perform some healing because there's things that might be bothersome in your community. But on the other hand, it's also a tremendous service that we're doing. You know, if you're the one who gets this for your community, no one really ever even has to know. I mean, that's the point. No one has to know. You can get this and you can really, really perform such an amazing service in your community. And just think of the lives that you can change, right? Just think about, you know, maybe there's a family that is struggling with abuse. Maybe there's a family that's struggling with addiction. And, you know, this could be any of us, by the way. It doesn't have to be someone else. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. And then what choices would they make that are different when they experience this the harmonization and when the density gets dissipated, right? You know, it's what we say all the time. It's like it's one less hand raised in anger. It's one less tear shed because it's something that you can do. You can truly make a difference not only in your own life, but in the lives of other people, if you purchase one of these, because of all the the vibrations that are going to be uplifted and up-leveled in your area. Beautiful, beautiful, Brian. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful offer. Thank you for making these available to us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for seeing them. Thank you for seeing them, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a question from Rachel. Rachel, I know you're waiting for me to ask this question. So Rachel, specifically, she says she has a Tesla, and I guess it's because of the electric. She says, what would you recommend I use in the car, not just for myself, but to help others while I drive around? So which of your tools would you suggest, which of these tools that we've seen today would you suggest for an electric car?
Oh, you know, I always recommend the Golden Fire generator, that tensor field generator, to be in the car, because you're going to affect everybody in the commute. And then plus, most people are never that far from their car. So if you're within 3/4 of a mile from your car, then you and your workspace are also going to receive this, or you and your school space. So, but just for the electric car, for sure the Golden Fire generator would be the way to go, that tensor field generator in that package.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. And it looks like there's people who have already worked with you in the past. In fact, here's something that's synchronistic. And Celine from Ireland writes in, I just want to say that, quite synchronistically, I received my harmonic creation field trio rings from something else that Brian creates from Brian just today. And within an hour of having them on my person, I felt a shift followed by a ringing in my left ear for a few seconds, which I've come to recognize as a sign of DNA activating. I can feel them working on all levels, healing physically and simultaneously acting like a support for healing and integrating trauma in the emotional body and nervous system. I love them. Thank you, Brian. But how's that? Just today she got her package.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mark from Melbourne, Australia. Would there be a different benefit to the toroidal pendant to using the Silver Infinity as a pendant? So looks like he's got something else from you, Silver Infinity. Would there be benefit to using the toroidal pendant in addition to that or instead of it, or what would you say?
Well, you know, you can, when you start to add tools to each other, they just increase their potency and power. So Yep. That's the more the merrier. And they harmonize and synergize very well with each other, as well as other energy tools. And so that's it too. If you're, you know, if you're stuck on, you know, gosh, I love this purple plate and I'll never give it up and there's nothing better, all these tools will synergize and harmonize with any type of energy tool that you have.
Okay. Okay. Now, what about physical energy level? So this is Rinky from Oakville, Oakville, Canada. And Rinky says, thank you for what you do. I would love to receive help in increasing my energy level. So on a personal level, I feel tired and then disoriented and then lose grounding. So would your tools be able to help with that, Brian?
Yes. Actually, Yeah, so it seems to me how it presents to me is that there's a little bit of clearing and connecting that needs to occur there, and that I feel that that is the cause of the low energy. And so, yes, having these tools in your area, in your vicinity, should do that clearing and connecting that needs to take place of what it is that I feel is kind of just pulling you down.
And okay.
Because I mean, because I could go into detail on how I see and how it presents, but it's just for me to interpret, you know, on how things present. But to me, it looks like something could be cleared out of there with these golden fire tools to assist.
Okay, thank you. Well, Brian, let's do this. Thank you so much for showing us everything that you have prepared for the community. It's a wonderful offering. So again, we're in gratitude to you for coming on the show and showing us that. Now we'd love it if you would take us through the Sacred Heart activation and maybe talk to us just briefly around you know, how that heart activation plays into or aligns with those of us who might want to use the tools.
Beautiful. So, again, that Sacred Heart, that trifold gold flame heart, when we walk through, we're going to go into the sacred space of the heart, and we're going to create a field together here as we start, as we kind of knit together, though Ian has set up a fantastic field for us already so that we can just jump in and just go places with this field. We're still going to bring it together and walk into that Sacred Heart and Sacred Space of the Heart, do that Sacred Heart activation. So the golden fire is something that you can use for clearing, healing. Basically, once that Sacred Heart is activated, it is in your field and embedded in your every cell of your being. And so as you walk around, you activate others around you. And then when you're wearing any of these tools of the golden fire, it is just expanding that field even further. So then as you walk around, and if you have these tools like the tensor field generator and you hold on to that, you can expand that field of that golden fire as you're holding that generator. So it doesn't have to be just a mile and a half. You can expand that field infinitely of that golden fire. And so with the activation, it's you may feel like a heat sensation. You may feel cool, clear waters. Whatever it is, just know that it is working in your highest and best because it is actually your soul that is doing this activation. We're just going to hold space and walk you through the process. And again, is between you and your soul on receiving the activation, but most people do. And if you feel like you didn't, these other videos that we have will also walk you through that Sacred Heart activation. So we're going to begin by going into that sacred space of the heart. So you can be sitting or standing or lying. You can have your eyes open or your eyes closed.
we're going to visualize ourselves standing on our favorite spot in nature, that place where you're the most in love with the Mother Earth. And we're going to breathe in that energy of the earth, that unconditional healing energy. We're going to breathe that in, bringing it up through our feet, through our body, and bringing it right into the physical heart, that love of the earth, right into the heart, grounding and connecting. The next breath, we're going to breathe in from source, soul, creator, God, however you see and say that. We're going to breathe in that unconditional loving energy, breathing that right into the heart. The third breath, we're going to breathe in from both earth and sky, breathing in the energy from the earth up through the feet, the energy of source, soul, creation, down through the crown, however you feel this. We're going to breathe both of those together within the heart. And we're going to mix that together with you. So let's take that third breath of earth, sky, bringing those into the heart, mixing that with you, earth, sky, and you. This is the Trinity breath. So as you do that Trinity breath, breathing from the earth, breathing from source, soul, breathing them both together within the heart, and you land right in the heart. Your consciousness drops from the head right into the physical heart where we began. So within the heart, there are brain cells. From when we were born, that is where our consciousness was, is within the heart. There, that's a great shift. So now then, as you're in that heart space, I would encourage you to make this infinity symbol, this figure eight on its side that connects your heart to the heart of all of those within our circle right now. So as we do this infinity, just watching that connection of heart to heart, we're not connecting mind and mind, we're not connecting junk, we're not connecting any energies, only soul to soul, heart to heart. And as we create this larger field together, so now then we have our space, and as you stand as a column of light that you are grounded, connected, and in the heart space. We're going to do the Trinity breath one more time, breathing in that energy from the earth, sending that up to source, breathing in that energy of source soul, sending it down to the earth. Breathing in that energy of source, soul, and earth, right into the heart, right there, the sacred space of the heart. Now, as you stand grounded, connected in the heart space, we're going to see this golden fiery disc out in front of you. It's about from the sternum to the throat. Some people will see this as a disc with wings. We're going to breathe that disc right into the chest. As that golden fiery disc comes right into the chest, it activates that sacred heart. And it's just a trusting and a surrendering to your soul, because it is your soul that is doing the work. So it's just allowing that sacred heart activation. Again, it's just breathing through it. If you have that warm sensation, just allowing that to heat up. And if you don't feel the heat and you don't feel anything, that is okay. Because again, this is between your soul and you. So even if you don't notice that sacred heart activation, your soul has received it. And it is going to bring it through for you either right now or any time in your future. For most people, it occurs right away. So going back to that heart, we find your light, your soul's fire, you will find that golden fire. Now you can take that golden fire and your light, and you can just visualize running that energy anywhere into your body. So let's say you have an ache and a pain somewhere. Just take that energy of your light and of the golden fire and just wrap that up. And just let it go. And again, this has your higher consciousness. So this is your light that is doing the work as well. So we don't need to see an intended outcome. We just wrap it up. We trust our soul, our light, and we let it go and let it create the highest and best outcome for us without controlling it. Because the golden fire is something that we can't really control. It is a soul-based energy. It is a higher perceiving energy, our soul. So whenever you do work with that golden fire, again, you can replicate this, taking the three breaths to go into the heart. And in that golden fire, you can send that out into the world. You can send that out to situations, to people. Again, we're just going soul to soul with people. You can work on yourself. You can run that energy from your heart out your hand to run that energy out your hand if you wish, like Reiki. And just play with that golden fire, that energy. And if you do choose to get these tools, you can play with this activation again and see if you notice that it shifts even easier for you. I feel that there's going to be quite a few of you who have a shift from this. And again, if you don't, the work is there and it's happening. All right.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you. That was great to witness and experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait to get these tools in the space. It just feels that it's so right to partner with these tools. You know, in the collaboration, like it's a co-creation between the tool and our soul, right? It's a co-creation and a collaboration for really the universality of raising consciousness, raising global awareness and consciousness, which is so many of our intentions. You know, starting with peace, love, all those aspects, those values, things that we know are important to raising consciousness. It just seems that these tools that have been downloaded to you and your sister as well that you've created are such an important aspect in raising consciousness. And quite frankly, personally, as I mentioned earlier, I kind of like the fact that they're also always on and they're always working. You know, so they'll help benefit me by taking care of the electromagnetic radiation and frequencies and my Wi-Fi routers, things that I'm really concerned about, but I don't always take the time to turn my routers off and do things. So I love the fact that they're always on, you know, from that perspective, but also the perspective of overall raising consciousness. Beautiful, beautiful. I love them. Thank you so much for bringing them to the community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honor and a pleasure, Ian, for sure.
Well, Brian, is there anything that's coming to you as we start to wind this down? Any last thoughts that you wanted to share with the community as we start to wrap this up?
You know, the one that came up was that you can never get too much of these worlds. They're again, because your higher soul self is the filter. So unlike a lot of other frequency tools and things like that, these ones were always self-regulating and you only get what you need out of them. So it's they're safe for family, for pets, for kids, for everybody. So
That was the one thing that came up as you were talking that I needed to share yet.
Okay. Yeah. Faith. And they are based on sacred geometry, and they're based on measurements from ancient structures. And that in and of itself is important. That in and of itself is important.
And actually, the golden... It is, you know, and the golden fire, it actually comes from new geometries that are coming onto the planet. So the golden fire is a huge paradigm shift. I mean, that is one of the steps to step us into something different, because the old is very much on the top of the expansion of consciousness, and we've broke the ceiling. And as we've broken through that ceiling, these golden touch. So it really is super exciting, and I'd be happy to connect with anybody who needs to reach out. I'm always happy to assist in finding, what it is that these tools are going to work best for. And again, if you do end up getting this package of tools, be sure to save your questions too, also for the webinar, so that we everybody present as well. I'm just excited because we see the shifts and miracles occur every day, and this is bigger than us as the human. That's for sure.
Right. Beautiful. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being here, being on the show. Really, really loved having the conversation with you today. Thanks for bringing these really, really amazing tools. And also, slash jewelry, that pendant looks really, really cool. All right. Brian, thank you so much. It's been an absolute honor and a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Likewise. And thank all you folks, too. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks, Brian. Much love. Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for listening to the show. This is good stuff. This is really, really good stuff. Yeah, I think that there's so much good that we can do collectively, really collectively, in our communities and for other people. You know, we say we want to make a difference, and this is one way we can also make a difference, not only in our own lives and bring that harmony back into our own life and deal with those really insidious frequencies that are just impacting us in so many ways. It's causing disharmony, and we can really bring harmony into our own spaces and our own lives, but also into the lives of others. So thank you all for being here. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, we thank the Ancient Ones, we thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love. Namaste. Bye now.